Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alden Hines of Orient Lodge. That's orient-lodge.com. And you're listening to
another episode of Fiona's radio show.
Just about every Sunday evening at 6:30 Eastern United States time, Fiona and I discuss the events of the week. It provides some quality father-daughter time. It is building up a large repertoire of recordings of the two of us talking together. We've been doing this show since she was 6 years old. She's 13 now, so you guys do the math. We've had some great guests call in, political figures, musical guests, etc. But recently, we've mostly just had the two of us talking. We don't have anyone planned for today, right?
Not that I know of.
Yeah. Okay. I will encourage all parents to spend more time talking with their kids, perhaps recording some of the discussions for posterity, or doing as we do, sharing them on Blog Talk Radio. So, Fiona, before we kind of jump into the show, I wanted to fill you in on one of the things that's gone on with the show. It used to be that I could schedule it ahead of time for every Sunday at 6:30, and I'd just set it up, and it was a recurring show. They've done away with that. So now I have to set up the show every Sunday before we start. So we'll have to just sort of adjust our schedule around that. So there's that. And we didn't do a show last week, right?
No.
So we've got a couple weeks to catch up on, and where would you like to start?
I'm not sure. Where do you think we should?
Well, my thought is probably the best is to start with Christmas, right?
Yep.
So, anything special? You get anything special for Christmas?
See. I got two pairs of... Hello?
Yeah, I got two pairs of, and then I didn't hear what you said you were getting.
I got two pairs of boots. Yeah.
Okay, so you got two pairs of boots. So let's talk about the pairs of boots you got.
Okay. I got, like, the combat boots.
You got what?
Combat boots.
Plum button?
Combat.
Oh, combat. Oh, so you got some, like, combat boots. So what does that mean? What do they look like?
They're black and they're laced up.
Black and laced up? How far up your leg do they go?
Not very far.
Not very far. So are they, like, you know, it's high-top sneakers, or do they go, like... halfway up to your knee, or...
Halfway up to my knee.
Halfway up to your knee? Okay. And so do you have to lace them up every time?
No, there's zipper.
So are the laces really then just for decoration?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got these black boots that go about halfway up to your knee. Laces in the front, zipper in the back. How much of a heel do they have?
One.
That was a little unclear. Well, how much was that?
There really isn't one.
There really isn't one? Okay. Anything more to say about those black boots?
Not really.
Okay, so let's go to the other pair of boots you got.
I got Red cowboy boots.
Red cowboy boots. Okay, so here's a question for you. Which one goes further up your leg, the black boots or the red boots?
The red cowboy boots.
The cowboy boots, the red ones?
Yeah.
Okay. But are they pretty close to the same size, or?
Yeah, they're pretty close.
Okay. And we just heard Wesley barking a little bit. Also, I've got a little bit of a cough, so hopefully I can do okay with the rest of the show. And so as cowboy boots, they're just something you slip on, right? They don't have like a zipper, buttons, or laces.
Yeah, you just slip them on.
Okay. And do they have much of a heel?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. So anything more about the boots?
Not really.
Okay, so we'll move on from the boots. And what else did you get that was memorable?
Fuzzy boot liners for my muck boots so my feet don't freeze to death on the farm.
Okay, okay. Have you used them yet?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, so how were they?
Great.
They were great. It keeps your feet nice and warm?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got that. Anything more about the fuzzy boot liners?
They're pink.
They're pink, okay. And you use them mostly with your muck boots, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so, let's see, what else did you get?
I got a really cool book.
Which is?
It's about vintage hairstyles.
Ah, okay. Okay. And so are you going to do some of those hairstyles?
Yes.
Have you done any of them yet?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. Are there any particular hairdos that you remember that you're looking forward to doing?
There's one that has like agent patterns with the ring circle thingy.
Okay. Okay. So there's one with, I think that they refer to that as maybe ringlets.
Yeah.
Right. So there's one with ringlets. Okay. Anything more on the vintage hairdo book?
Not really.
Not really. So do you have the stuff that you need to be able to do vintage hairdos?
Yeah, they're not that hard.
Yeah? Because, like, do you need a blow dryer or?
Oh, I got a blow dryer and I got a straightener, which I can also use to curl my hair.
Ah, okay. So those were two of your other Christmas things, a blow dryer and a hair straightener?
Yep.
Okay. Any other hair-related stuff?
Not that I can easily remember.
Okay. So what else did you get that you do remember?
Let's see. I got a Guardians of the Galaxy poster.
Okay, okay. And our regular listeners will recall that that's one of your favorite movies, right?
My favorite movie.
Okay. Okay. So you got a Guardians of the Galaxy poster. What else?
I got, let's see, what else did I get? I'm trying to think. Oh my god. The dragonfly thingy that we've put together.
Right. So, can you describe that dragonfly thingy?
The metallic dragonfly that you have to put it together.
So it's kind of like a puzzle sort of thing to put together or something like that?
Yeah.
How big is it, do you think?
Maybe an inch tall.
Maybe an inch tall? Okay. And so it's similar to what I got, right? Because I got, what did I get? I got a windmill, was it?
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same thing that we need to put together my windmill as well. Okay, so that, what else did you get?
Let's see. What do you particularly remember?
What do I particularly remember? Well, I'm wearing a sweater that I got. Did you get any sweaters?
I got a top from Nana.
You got a top from Nana. What sort of top? What was that like?
Button-down flannel.
Okay. So, let's see. I got a sweater, and I got some socks. And we mentioned the windmill and the dragonfly. And then I got magnetic silly putty.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And we should really do some stuff with that at some point.
And beer brittle.
Beer brittle, right. Did you get any interesting candies or stuff like that?
I got a big box of my favorite chocolates in the world.
Ah, okay. And those are?
Ferrero Rocher.
Ferrero Rocher. And did you get any other type of chocolate?
I got chocolate-covered Oreos.
Okay. How about anything that we got as a family from, like, half the world away?
Oh, Japanese Kit Kats.
So, tell everyone about the Japanese Kit Kats.
They're good. They're strawberry-flavored, I think.
Now, is it like they have chocolate, or is it just like a strawberry covering, or like white chocolate with strawberry, or what's it like?
I don't know how to describe it. It tastes like strawberry-ish.
Okay. And so is it like pink or red colored?
Yeah, it's pinkish.
Okay. And you really liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
So listeners from Japan are encouraged to send you strawberry Kit Kats?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to think, what else did I get? I got a couple books. I got a book about a Japanese poet, and I got a book about a psychotherapist. And what else did I get? Or what else did you get? You got me a picture of a lighthouse, was it?
Yeah.
Remember, so you went to the JCC. Now, did Mom know about that lighthouse?
Yeah, she did.
Picture. Okay, so lighthouse, okay. Nothing else coming to your mind right now? Fiona? Ooh, it looks like Fiona's line got dropped or something happened.
Hello?
So, here we go.
I did.
Yeah, and you're
Hello?
In.
Hello?
I
Did
can
it
hear
work?
You now.
Okay.
Yep.
It dropped my call.
Right. Okay, so you are back. Oh, and just flashed up on my screen, the AccuWeather alert, dense fog advisory. So it's supposed to be really foggy outside.
Yeah, I know. I've been getting those all day.
Right, right. Okay, so we've got a dense fog alert. We've talked about most of the stuff from Christmas. Nothing else for presents we want to talk about at this point?
Not really.
Okay. So you got to see your cousins?
Yeah.
And did you do any fun stuff with them?
We played different games.
Played different games, okay.
Watched TV.
Did your eldest cousin get like a makeup kit or something?
She did art makeup.
She did art makeup. So can you describe any of the makeup?
She did this really cool one with a lot of like greens, and it was natural. It was really pretty.
Okay. Okay, so you did makeup together. Did you do makeup for Papa?
No.
No, he didn't get made up this year. Okay. Any other stuff you did with your cousins?
Not really.
Not really. Mostly just kind of hung out and had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any other Christmas stuff we should talk about?
Not really.
Okay. Okay, so we'll move on from Christmas. And we've also had New Year's. So you do anything special on New Year's Eve?
I went to my friend's house and she had a party.
Okay. And so what happened at the party?
We hung out, we played Wii, ate food.
Okay. What did you play on the Wii?
Mario Kart.
Mario Karts, okay. And you ate food. What sort of food did you eat?
Veggies, fruit, chocolate fondue.
Ooh, they had chocolate fondue?
Yeah.
How did they do the chocolate fondue? Was it like in a fondue pot? Or did they have like a fondue fountain? Or
it didn't end up actually working that well. Because these like candles with this weird fondue kit that they got from a friend that didn't end up working so well.
Oh, okay. Okay. But the chocolate was good, right?
Yeah.
And so you played Wii games and you ate some food and any other games you play?
Not really.
Did you play Apples to Apples?
Oh, yeah, we did.
Okay. And how many people were playing Apples to Apples?
There was a big group of us, so we were in teams of two.
Okay. Okay. So you had a good time with the Apples to Apples?
Yeah.
And were there any non-human participants?
Teddy!
Teddy, okay. So let's hear a little bit about Teddy.
He's Rachel's dog.
Okay. What kind of dog?
He's a Shih Tzu mix.
Okay. So, pretty small?
Yeah, he was little.
Okay. In what color?
White.
Right. And do you think he's excited about the week that's coming up?
No.
Why not?
Because I bet he likes having Rachel home with him.
Okay, so yes, not having Rachel home will be one disappointment for him. Anything else?
What do you mean?
Well, do you know anything about, like, what the weather's supposed to be this week?
Snow, right?
There's a possibility of a light snow, but also it's one day it's supposed to get really, really cold.
No, he doesn't like the cold.
Yeah. Okay. So, anything more about the New Year's Eve party?
Not particularly.
Okay, well, how about New Year's Day?
We went to make concessions like we always do.
All right, and our regular long-time listeners may recognize Mike and Tessa because sometimes, especially Tessa, calls into the radio show. And so can you say anything about what happened at Mike and Tessa's?
We went in the water, ate some good food, talked politics and stuff.
Okay, when you say we went in the water, can you say anything more about that?
We put our feet in the water, which was, like, where was it? Was it in the Long Island Sound or not?
Yeah, so it was on Long Island Sound. So we put our feet in the Long Island Sound on New Year's Day. And how would you describe the water?
Cold.
Cold, yeah. Cold and wet. And so we put our feet in the water and then...
Well, is water really wet?
Well, that is an interesting philosophical question. And we only have a few minutes left on this show, so we won't get into whether or not water is wet on this episode. But perhaps at some point we can. Anything more from Mike and Tessa's?
Not really.
Okay. Anything special going on at the barn?
Not particularly.
Okay, you're a little muffled again.
Not particularly.
Okay. So, any other things we should talk about for this week's show?
Really?
Okay. So we still have a little over 5 minutes left, but I think maybe it's about time to wrap up the show.
Yep.
Before we wrap up the show, what's going to go on after the show?
Dinner.
And what are we going to have for dinner?
The stew.
Stew. And yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to this too. And then tomorrow you go back to school after your vacation.
Unfortunately.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
And Wednesday should be a national holiday, but it's not.
What should be?
Wednesday.
Why should it be a national holiday?
Because it's Brett Salton's birthday.
Ah, okay. Should we try to get him to call into your show sometime?
That would be amazing.
Okay. Well, since we're not doing a show on Wednesday, I doubt we can have him call in on Wednesday, but we should see if we can do that, right?
That would be... Oh, my God.
Okay. So who is this?
My favorite actor.
Okay, and what does he play?
Agent Grant Ward on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Ah, okay. Okay. And so let's see. Any other final things or things we should talk about for the coming week?
Not particularly.
Okay, then you want to wrap up this week's show?
Thanks, good night. Hopefully you'll listen next week on Fans Radio Show. Thanks, good night.
Thanks and good night.
Oh, you really, really.